I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
That's right. We are super awesome. This is Gunwash, and it is Gunwash News time here as Mondo sits down, full crew in the house. We are celebrating a very, very special birthday of a, let's say, a crew member who we honor. Also a very close family member, Mr. Russ Barone, and the one Ben Roby are in the house. Thank you, Herbert Swivington, for arriving on time from Jamaica. We're coming up next with Gunwash right now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Don't act so tired.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, you, I know, running, Mr. Life of the Party here, late.
The train is,
I remember a time when Armando used to get here early, unacceptably early.
Remember that
early.
5 o'clock?
Yes, we were talking about that.
That unexcusable 5 o'clock?
Unexcusable 5 o'clock, asking for tea at Roberta's here. Well, everyone, welcome. Thank you, of course, for coming, and it seems as though everyone that generally is here, which is good. It means it's a normal show. You're on Gunwash.
It's like an award show. A lot of favorite faces.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of famous faces and people with, interestingly enough, Armando, the hair. There's a lot of haircut stuff going on in this.
I know. I need to get a haircut myself.
No, well,
something.
A lot of hair stuff going on. Well, we do have the one Russ Barone here, who is not only an acclaimed. And heavily followed BMX bike rider from Cold Crew, but also cousins with Jack Inslee. Now, this is something that's...
cousins?
With first cousins. What's the deal? So, Jack, so, Russ, you're like, actually cousins as in, like, your mother's sister is Jack's mom or something of that sort. Okay, so that's exactly what it is. Okay.
My mom ain't got a sister. It's her brother.
So Jack's mom's brother's son, in other words. And thankful we are, of course, that you came to join us tonight. And it's interesting, actually, earlier on you were saying that, because we said, you know, Spliffington, like, literally landed from Jamaica mere hours ago.
Yeah.
And you turned around and said you had been to Jamaica and you'd spent some time there.
Yeah.
And you even went up into the mountains and stuff. Did you ride bikes out there? Or are you mostly just hanging out? And
we did, I was there for, like, a month and a half. And we did... I did bring my bike, and we tried to do a riding trip. Like, we stayed up in the hills of Jamaica, like, with these Rastas, and stayed there for, like, two weeks or whatever, and then they were cool, and they let us build some jumps on their land.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so, yeah, out of dirt or...
it was all out of dirt. So we built some jumps, and then it was cool. It was, like, right on the mountainside, so it was really nice. Rode the jumps. We had a photographer out there, like, shooting photos and stuff, and did a little article about it. And then I met some kids that ride out there through Facebook when I was home. I was looking up kids, see if there's a scene out there, BMX scene out there, and there is.
Oh, okay.
And they were all in Kingston, so they were like, why don't you come and stay with us, you know? Like, we got some ramps in our backyard. And that was, like, the best part of the trip for me because I got to go to Kingston, which I didn't think I was going to go.
Sure.
So I went there, and I stayed with some locals that were, like, they were real cool, you know? They were, like, they had a backyard ramp set up.
Oh, okay, so, like, a dirt track type
thing? It was all wood, but it was crazy. Like, they just built it out of whatever they could find, you know?
Excellent, yeah.
And there was, like, probably 20 riders there. They only had, like, 10 bikes. They would share the bikes because, it's Jamaica, so you can't really... It's hard to get BMX bikes down there.
Yeah.
And then, so we would just hang out there. We would ride, you know, the whole, it seemed like the whole town would come there and party, you know, because there was like a bar next door where the dance hall was at, so every night, like, we'd be riding, and then the dance hall would start up, and it would just create this, like, awesome party that, you know.
Excellent. You know, yeah. We're going to find out a lot more about that, partying, riding bikes.
It is so much.
And so much, and Jamaica, too. And speaking of that, I know that Spliffington is back with brand new reggae music, so let's get to that, and we will be right back here on Gunwash in just a few minutes with the one, Russ Barone, and, of course, Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic. 718-497-2128 for call-ins. Spliffington, pull up music.
Hi, my name's Sophie, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Why not a whole heap of gyal a look pon the gully bop in the ride them all one, you know? Gully bop. Big a gyal a fuck a gyal a tell me come for. Boom. How she want come fuck me pon me car bumper. Hey. I say fuck up on the four car tire. Boom. Never take a back shot pon the muffler. Cock it up and jack it up on the blinker. Cocky get your gyal, the gyal be out this wilder. Pull some ass tear off the wiper. And a bow say she come for you to fuck later. Me say, gyal a ever fuck lad pon the blender. Gyal a take cocky pon the extractor. Now me jack it up and cock it up inna the strainer. Cocky catch a gyal to jump on the grater. If a gyal a fuck a gyal tell me come from. Boom. If she want come fuck me pon me car bumper. Boom. I say fuck up on the four car tire. Boom. She never take a back shot pon the muffler. Boom. Cock it up and jack it up on the blinker. Boom. Cocky catch a gyal, the gyal brush this wilder. Boom. Pull some salt, tear off the wiper. And a bow say she come for ya to fuck later. Now we fuck it, give me fuck it, give me fuck it. Fuck it on the bed and on the stool and on the chair. Fuck it for your jagan and a whiskey and a beer. But you the girl licky licky fuck for bulla and peer. Yeah. Take a girl a fuck a girl tell me come from. Boom. If she want come fuck me pon me car bumper. Boom. Nice ass fuck up on the four car tire. Boom. She never take a back shot pon the muffler. Boom. Cock it up and jack it up on the blinker. Boom. Cocky catch a girl, the girl be out this wilder. Boom. Pull some sauce, tear off the wiper. And a bow say she come for you to fuck later. Me say fuck like on the blender, girl I take cocky on the extractor. Now me jack it up and cock it up inna the strainer. Cocky catch a girl to jump on the grater. Boom, big a girl a fuck a girl tell me come from. Boom, if she want come fuck me pon me car bumper. Boom, nice ass fuck up on the four car tire. Boom, she never take a back shot pon the muffler. Boom, cock it up and jack it up on the blinker. Boom, cocky catch a girl, the girl be out this wilder. Boom, pull some assault, tear off the wiper. And a bow say she come for ya to fuck later. Now me fuck.
Hi, I'm Christine Crivichet, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
That's right, it is the one Gunwash here, and you know we are here every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Armando, I think we've only missed one show so far in the new year. That's good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Well, one strike.
It's been three. Yeah, yeah. Well, we have we got a while to go, but in any case, you know we are here on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find our shows anytime there or on iTunes or on gunwash.com live and in person live.
Is it still on Stitcher?
Yes, we are on Stitcher. I think we're on all iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff. Anything
yes, sir.
Anything that HeritageRadioNetwork.org is on, I think you can find us on. And
Wait. I got to do this, though.
Yes.
I just
please,
got told
Jack.
This today. We have to put the bad language disclaimer on the show. I don't think we've cursed yet. So well, I can just say it right now.
I don't like to curse, to be honest.
Well, no, we don't. And
it's just this is an organizational decision. We're going to put the parental advisory every show.
Listen,
now.
Hey, I'd say if you don't want us to curse, we won't curse.
I'm usually the worst.
Okay.
I like the challenge of like you know having that limit. So.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, Armando. I really do.
So I try to like face it like it's a game.
You know, it's funny, Armando. I was thinking about it because I don't know if you know this. Jack is having a birthday soon. It's like
yeah, I'm going to that. Yeah, I'm psyched.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
And I said to him, you know, we have to start being a little bit more cognizant of our actions. Like he's going to be 29, I'm going to be 30. Our birthdays are close together. So and
that's so you guys are friends.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Are you? How does that work? Are you in a? What sign are you?
That's not real.
No, no.
Oh,
yeah,
asking,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. It is.
Me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I'm Aquarius.
You're Aquarius?
Yes, sir.
Dude, I'm Aquarius.
That's why.
Wow,
I hate you.
That's why I hate you.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I don't know.
No,
I don't hate
true.
You. No, I don't. I don't hate you. I don't hate you.
Yeah, Jack, I have a friend of mine that we met in an organic way, and they have the same birthday as me, and I feel like. Since I met them, I can trust them with anything.
Because they have the same birthday as you.
Well,
like,
it's not
you
even
connected.
Yeah, we just had like that connection.
Interesting.
Pause.
Well, speaking of connections, we are here with a close connection of ours. the one Mr. Ben Roby from Ninja Sonic. Say hello, Ben Roby.
Hey, what's going on?
He's back.
Me, everyone.
He's back, and you know, I see that, you know, Spliffington came in and he said that the first thing he mentioned was his hair, that it was getting very, very long. And I noticed, I don't know, Mondo, how long it's been since you've seen Ben Roby, but look, he has no hair.
I just complimented on his new hairstyle.
Yeah, yeah. He has we're used
my
to seeing,
koofy removal.
Well, we're used to seeing Ben Roby with a lot of hair, and now he has no hair except for a single dread going down the back. Like Rufio.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't even peep that.
So I didn't see that either. So yes, he has one dread. And then
there
we have, of course, Russ Barone, Jack's cousin, is filled with dreads. He has dreads all over his head.
You know what's even crazier? Sometimes when I don't comb my hair will just get into dreads.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to try to dread it up. I would use, like, beeswax and stuff like this. My hair is too straight. I mean, it's not straight, but it's too, like, it won't work. You know, it's not really, really
the last time I remember Russ without dreads, we were probably, like, I was probably, like, 15, 16. He's probably, like, 13. We were in Italy. So, and I remember his hair was just, like, a mess. And I was like, what are you doing with the hair, man? He's like, I have no idea.
Wait, you went to Italy? I didn't even know you went to Italy, Jack.
We have family in Italy still.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's crazy. Yeah, see, I didn't realize. Jack acts
Jack
like he's...
Has
Sicily.
Secret
up.
Jack acts like he's, like, never been... Yeah. You've been to Italy. I've never been to Italy.
I've been to Italy a bunch of times.
Oh, so you guys go to Italy to see
I mean, I've gone other times, but...
I only went once, but it was cool. We got to see our family.
So you guys have so you guys are connected in the, on the level where, like, not only you spend holidays together and stuff like this, but you would travel actually to other countries together to see family. Yeah. Who's out there that you know?
We got family in Sicily.
In Sicily, yeah. What's it like? I've never been.
I've never been either.
You went to, like, a long time ago though when you were young?
Yeah. What was it like? 8 years ago?
Okay.
Unfortunately, more than that.
So, did you and Jack hang out a lot growing up?
I mean, yeah.
You're from Long Island, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I heard you were in Texas for a while, but I sense there's something in your voice that sounds a little bit twangy, but am I wrong? Like, it sounds like your accent's a little bit... There's something going on in there. Like,
I'm from Long Island, but I spent a lot of time in Texas and California, but, I mean, most of the time I'm here.
When you say you spend a lot of time in Texas and California riding around traveling around doing bike stuff?
Yeah, like making the videos and doing whatever, photos, or just chilling, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah, for sure. Like traveling around and stuff. But when you're making video, like you're with Colt?
Yeah, Colt Crew.
And that is who you ride for? You've always ridden for them, or is this a rather new contract?
No, I've been riding with them for like 5 years now.
Okay, so that's like those have been like your main support point for riding bikes. And how did you get into bikes?
I got into bikes, like, I don't know, I used to ride, like, dirt bikes and quads, and then that was, like, a little, my mom didn't like it because it was dangerous.
Well, but, you know, BMXing is also dangerous, but I think being a motorist is a little more dangerous.
True, yeah. I agree.
But
you know what's kind of crazy? How come Jack's not into that shit?
Well, Jack got into the music.
Oh, so, man.
Jack, you never did dirt bikes.
Oh, cursing.
He broke the seal. We cursed.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. Show's over.
Yeah,
good
show's
night.
Over. Now, if we didn't make... See what happens,
Armando?
And
I'm late.
Now, like, yeah. And let me tell you something. If we don't make a disclaimer and then you curse, he could hit the dump button.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to be careful with what we say around here. And I say we better start acting our age.
Well, no. Anyway, to answer your question, no, I never rode. But Russ been riding since... As long as I can remember.
Yeah, but so you never got it. You never rode a dirt bike or like.
I'm pretty sure I tried a quad because Russ's house he grew up in. There's this awesome beach.
He used to come over and try the quad out.
So you're from Long Island?
Yeah.
So where in Long Island are you from?
Suffolk County, Patchogue.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So
out east.
And you would have okay. So you're out east,
out
and
east,
you
yeah.
would have. I spent a lot of time out east growing up.
Yeah.
And you would have a track.
Yeah.
Or a course?
Yeah, I had a little track in the backyard.
So this is something you've been doing for many, many years.
Yeah.
When you were a kid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what did you do? You built so you had land you could build stuff on or something like that?
Yeah, well, like, my parents' house, they live kind of on the beach. Like, it's the bay. But
sure.
there's a bunch of property back there, and we would ride quads and stuff. And then my neighbor, I seen him do, like, a jump in front of my house one day, and I just... When I seen that I was hooked. Like,
interesting.
He did a jump on a BMX bike, I mean.
Okay.
And then I seen that, and I was like, damn, I want to do that.
And you want to just get rid of the motor and just get on your legs, in a sense.
So then I got a bike and then just started riding around the neighborhood. Met a real good friend of mine, Kenny Hirsch, and me and him, we would ride every day. And then it's been like that ever since, you know.
And you still ride with this guy and all that?
Yeah.
how did that rocket to being like a pro?
So like back in the day when I used to race.
Back in the day, how old are you?
26.
Yes, yeah, back in the okay. So back a couple years ago.
Yeah, so like I used to race BMX bikes, and then I met this dude Robbie Morales, who he owns the company that I ride for now called Colt, and he was good friend, like we were good friends or whatever, and then he just kind of watched me progress, and he was always real nice to me, and like, you know, we would talk, and then as I progressed, he was like, hey, I want to help you out, like I want to hook you up, you know, and then I just always kept in touch with him. He moved out to California, but I still would keep in touch with him and, like, you know, send him photos, videos. And then he came back to Long Island one year, and I went riding with him. And this was, like, when I got a little bit better. And he was like, sure. Hey, man, like, I want to hook you up.
Okay.
Like, let's do this.
And flow, like, account, right. Or, like, we're,
yeah,
we're
just
doing,
like,
stuff.
Flow, yeah, 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 you know? Yeah. And that was for another company at the time. And he put me on that company. And then I was on that company for, like, 3 or 4 years.
And what was the other company?
It was called Fit Bike Co. It's still around. It's a pretty big company.
Yeah, I feel like, because, you know, I know you used to have, like, videos on the ESPN website and stuff.
Yeah, that was all for Fit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then when he started this new company called Cult, that was, like, 5 years ago, and I started off, like, professionally for them. So that was, like, when he started that company, he put me on pro, and that was, like, that was when I kind of went pro.
And I know that, like, and, you know, I know there's, like, less BMXers than there are skaters, but like, where's the line between like am and pro, or does that exist in the, or are you kind of just, are you good and that's it? Because
I don't know, it's a weird thing. Like with skating, it's like you know if you're am or pro, but with BMX, like it's not really, it's okay. Not at that level yet where people are.
There's a lot less.
Yeah,
it's like skating's like really really popular, and like BMXing, like you still are like under. It's like you're good. It's a good.
Yeah,
it's good that it's a little less saturated.
Yeah.
You don't want every fucking kid. You know why? Because it's easy to skate. It's not easy to skate.
It's not easy.
You know what I mean? It's very hard to skate. But, like, I don't know. That big bike, you got to jump around with that thing.
That's, and especially, like, you know what? And BMX bikes, they're heavier than, like, a fixed gear bike. Or
yeah, I know. And you know this guy, Wonka, who, like, does backflips on a fixed gear bike, which is ridiculous. Okay, yeah. I'm wondering, like, does he know Animal League? You know Black?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, this is a
Wonka's a homie.
Everyone's connected. Wonka's the homie. Yeah, Black's the homie. Yeah, exactly. Excellent. And
that's how I met Ben. I met Ben through Colt, actually.
Okay, cool. And you know Colt, and Ben, you know Colt because of just
music.
Okay, excellent.
We played a show out at Empire with Japanther like a few summers ago.
And I love Japanther.
Woo woo.
Yeah,
and like that's how I met Russ.
Yeah.
Just,
and it's like you were saying with like BMXing and as versus to skateboarding, like when you're in your own town, skaters know skaters, but you might not know everybody around. But BMXers, they all know each other. Yeah. Like it's not like, oh, you ride for this company, I don't F with you.
It's more like bikers.
Nah, we're
bikers.
Homies. We're all coming up.
You know, that's weird. Like, do you remember this kind of thing? Because I'm from Jersey, so like the only park we had was Hackettstown. So, so it was crazy. What's crazy is like, you remember like skaters didn't like bikers and like rollerbladers were just corny. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Like, is that exact round anymore? You guys kind of like brothers in arms for the whole sake of being athletic and shit.
I mean, I'm cool with skaters because I skate too. I try to skate.
Well, but I would hope you'd be. I mean, listen, you look peaceful enough.
Sometimes I remember. Sometimes I'll be like driving by in a car or in a cab, and I'll see like skaters in a skate park and BMXers just like hanging there too.
Well, that's
like,
good.
Yeah. Hanging,
I know there's used to be some beef over, you know, who got whose way.
There's still beef. Like it depends where you're at.
At the end of the day, Ross, isn't like, a jerk and a nice guy a nice guy?
Yeah, pretty
I mean,
much.
In a real way, you know. So, really, because I mean,
but last year we had a jam at LES, a big bike jam.
Sure. What, Tompkins or...
At LES.
Oh, I don't know.
At the skate park.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a skate park there. Yeah. I'm way behind.
But,
I'm like,
but like, for some reason, there was like a ton of skaters there. Well, there's always a ton of skaters there. But like, that day, there was like a bunch of skaters. And we rolled up with like so many BMXers. And then it turned into like a fight, you know. And so there's still that. There's still like,
but you know, there's a lot of jerks. Yeah. If there's more, there's always a pack of skaters and always a
pack of hyenas.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. They're chewing and chomping at the bits. They want. Someone
this is
to,
Armin.
Yeah, drop in on my shit.
Yo, Armin, don't fucking skate.
Yeah, fuck that. All right, well, listen, this is going incredibly well. I can't believe Jeremy is, or excuse me, Splivington is back like a minute before the buzzer.
Me too, though. That happened to me. Beautiful. You didn't see me. My heart was fucking pumping.
Well, no, but you came in for the
see
show.
See how everyone's cursing more,
go.
Though, now that we brought that up?
We are doing a disclaimer from now on.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if I cursed.
But I have sometimes a good vocabulary not to curse.
I have to say, Armando, your vocabulary has...
improved?
It's improved a lot. I have to be really honest with you, dude. I mean, but that's public speaking. Am I right or am I right? You read a lot, too.
I always.
Excellent. Okay, well, here we are, of course, on Gunwash, and I know that there's probably all people out there who want to talk to Russ and Ben Roby and all this, so you can call in and do so at...
you guys put this on, you know, like, social media stuff?
Yes, yeah. On the break, let's
I'm about
sure
to start putting the phone number on my social media.
Oh, I got a t-shirt with the phone number coming out.
Oh, I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are on Gunwash, and we will be back in just a few minutes. We will hear the sounds of Splipping Ton here. Gunwash.com for the live listen, or heritageradionetwork.org. And you know, you can always hear us at any time, because our shows are archived.
Any time!
I'm going to big up every yardie. When no one goes straight by Molly. DDS. Yeah. I'm going to walk up on the door. I'm going to big up every yardie. When no one goes straight by Molly. That mean them cranny. Me say big up every yardie, yardie. When no bun cook straight Bob Marley. And we no play with punani. Bust gun hard, we no do karachi. When we step in a debate, shoulder me bar, we no beg nobody. And me say big up every yardie, yardie. When no bun cook straight Bob Marley. And we no play with punani. Any man fuck batty that mean them cranny. Till a boy go suck your mother. So why you feel the girls love we? Fuck y'all hard, we not go suck it. Get green card in any country.
Bad boy.
I could have fat, slim or ugly. And me say big up every yardie, yardie. When no bun cook straight Bob Marley. And we no play with punani. Any man fuck batty that mean them cranny. Me say big up every yardie, yardie. When no bun cook straight Bob Marley. Just we get richer. Bank account of six figures. And every girl I call me when they money. I go on bad and them I wine power. I was some little freak, I go with that. Real bad man, never in a valley. I'm going to pick up every yardie, yardie. We no bun cook straight, Bob Marley. And we no play with punani. Any man fuck batty that name them crap.
I am a one thing me sure about every real man. Yes, yes. I feel make the money, money. It's not
I am out to Fran Barone, out to Julia Barone. Locked in. Gunwash.
I feel get the money now.
Hey.
I feel make the money, money.
Hey.
It's not can be no dummy. Food every day we hungry. Time them a waste, I better them love me.
Big up every hustler in every country. Me no want no crumbs, me want me cookie crunchy. London, New York, ATL, Miami. Always on the grind, so me keep it grimy. Money talk, so you need to call me. No play no games, this a no serani. In the sun, the rain, the snow, or even if it's stormy. So much dead president, just like a dope story. Regardless, man, I got the hardest. Hang them with the one you evil, do the one you cardless. Hunting for the paper, call me the Green Hornet. Yeah. You watch me on your TV, you wanna be me. Y'all are pre-me, enough people still never see me. AMG, me move really speedy. Speed a meter, about 360. Gone pan tour, y'all, them really miss me. Some a Skype, some a send emoji. You can't study me, you can't read me. Y'all them need me, dogs on the food, them greedy. In the streets today, nothing pretty. Now for my dogs, them in a prison, want to walk freely. Free them up like all them free up easy. Because I know that's something they not easy. Jamaica, Africa to London. Big up every Dan, man. We are on the food and we don't like no con, man. Up on the stage, I work the show, I lock it down with the bands, man. Have to make the money, money. Street smart can't be no dummy. Hustle for the food, every day we hungry. Time them a waste, I better them love me. Have to make the money, money. Street smart can't be no dummy. London, New York, ATL, Miami. Always on the grind, so me keep it grimy. Have to make the money, money. Street smart can't be no dummy. Hustle for the food, every day we hungry. Time them a waste, I better them love me. Have to make the money, money. Street smart can't be no dummy. London, New York, ATL, Miami. Always on the grind, so me keep it grimy. Money talk, so you need to call me. No play no games, this a no serani. Inna the sun, the rain, the snow, or even if it's stormy. So much dead president, it's like a dope story. Regardless, man, I got the hardest. Hang them with the one you evil, do the one you cardless. Hunting for the paper, call me the Green Hornet. Yeah. You watch me on your TV, you wanna be me. Y'all are pre-me, enough people still never see me. AMG, me move really speedy. Speed a meter, about 360. Have to make the money, money. Street smart can't be no dummy. Hustle for the food, every day we hungry. Time them a waste, I better them love me.
If you like what you hear, give us a call, 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. Gunwash.
I know nobody like pussy good. So tell me about any shoot. They want to put your pussy to the test, pussy to the test, pussy to the test, pussy to the test.
Me no know where you're from, no way. And me just did a wonder if your pussy good. Just shut up your mouth like pussy good. You wind up your body like pussy good. Now tell me about how it should.
They want to put your pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. I know if I hear pussy on the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Shut your mouth, make your boom boom do the rest.
Skin it out, me want to find out. If your pussy little like butterfly mouth. Let me want satisfy fi my doubt. When he grip me cocky, it hard to slide out. Hey girl, me say you tight all bout. Are your pussy clean, no ears, no crab louse. No girl pan inside you are something like spouse. Are you feel it in my house?
They want put your pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Me want you if I your pussy are the best. Want put your pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Shut your mouth, make your boom boom do the rest.
Then don't tell me, me prove it. Say your pussy full of groove like reggae music. Poop on me cocky, baby, you bruise it. You a winner for the contest, you a choose it. Make a star up a show, are you the blue split? Too fat char with a little cute split. Take me number, you must never lose it. Me have a set if you use it.
They want to put your pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. Pussy to the test, pussy to the test. They want you if I hear pussy at the best.
Are you you me say, so me need you today.
Are you me say, tell her you me say. Cocky long like a big jumbo jet. Pussy wet and me no push it in yet. Body bend but me still accurate. Cock it up like you never fuck yet. Pussy me say, body you a say. Pussy me say, she a breathe you today. Pussy me say, body you a say. Pussy me say, would a go under that. Me no blood clot here where your boyfriend say. It up a say yeah. Tell a girl pussy tell a boy say figure. You no catch a girl yard me put you somewhere. Whether in a deuce or in a flip flop. Tell your body ready so you wanna riff rap. Shape for your habit really big.
Yeah, let's get ready for Thursday night here on Good Watch. Very special peace and blessings to the one Wyatt Burns, our former assistant engineer who just walked out, but we love him, we love him, we love him.
He left forever.
There he is, smiling at me. All right.
Out to Chip, out to Annette, out to Carol, all locked in.
The gods.
Happy birthday to Taryn out there.
And, of course, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but... A very happy birthday to Mr. Jockins. Like a couple notch.
Remember, like 2 years ago, when you just screamed "Happy birthday"?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Happy birthday!
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that was great. Well, listen, hey, we like
Mondo,
I said.
Remember when we had a birthday dinner for me and I tried to pay with the Old Navy card?
Oh,
what is that? What? What are you talking about? The
We had a birthday dinner at Roberta's last year.
With Marco,
and then the bill came, and I just handed them an Old Navy gift card.
Oh, wait. This is one of those things that I like ducked out on, which was really corny of me. Probably
AKA everything. Yeah.
No. That's not true. I come to some things. In any case, well.
You coming to the birthday party?
Yes, of course I am. And as a matter of fact, I asked what it is I should bring with me, and I suspect I will bring some kind of gift and refreshments. And I hope I'll see you there as well, and everyone in this room.
I'm bringing.
Where is the birthday party? Can
and,
we say
and Gunwash like, listeners come and, over my house?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Crispy, you know.
Yeah. Kenny Basil, yeah. Whatever.
All the Kenny Basils out there.
For all the Kenny Basils out there, I got an address that I want you to go
come to
my on
house.
Saturday it's, night. It's gonna be a great party.
Just Google Jack's House, Brooklyn.
No, but seriously, you know, it's funny you mentioned the happy birthday screaming, Jack, because it is true. It has been a year, and I think we are acting in a different way. But that's good. We've developed as broadcasters. And thank you very much, Gunwash listeners, for staying with us for all of that nonsense. And, of course, you can call in here at 718-497-2128. And tonight on this very special Thursday night, the fires are burning in the Roberta's oven, and I see... Pizzas are in front of me, and it reminds me, you know, Russell Barone. What?
You know what I was going to say? I was reading this, and Russ is vegan, correct?
Right, but No, this is what he said to me. Jack says, you'll eat cheese, right? And Odetta says, well, he's vegan. And he says, no, this cheese I will eat.
Well, so I've been vegan for a while now. Like what, six years?
Okay, yeah. But, and that means no butter, no animal fats.
Yeah, but like in the past year, I've been kind of just going towards vegetarian, but I'll only, like, this cheese, like Roberta's, I know that they use good quality products, you know, so.
I agree. So, like Aaron said, it's the most important pizza.
Roberta's is one of the most important pizzas out there, and definitely, it's like, you know, it's like, it's funny because, like, I don't eat meat either, but, like, socially, if I feel, like, you know, if I go to my mom's friend's house for Christmas, like, I'll eat, and there's meat, because they don't, you know, they're eating meat, definitely.
The last time I ate a little bit of meat was on Thanksgiving, and it was out of love.
So we don't really, exactly, yeah, exactly. But it's true, because Russ, like, if I go to someone's house in New Jersey, no offense to them, but they're, you know, they're eating whatever they got at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
We know here that actually we're getting, like, cheap. You know, it's funny, because my girlfriend says this stuff, you know, like, it's like honey, right? Honey is a little bit of everything in our local environment, right? So bees, they fly around, they go to all the flowers, they sit on all the stuff, they go in the grass, they talk to each other, they dance around, they shit honey on each other, and then we have, when we eat this local honey, we have a little bit of everything that's going on in our environment. And I think, you know, here at Roberta's, we do something like that, or they do something like that, where they're bringing all the good stuff in the environment to here so that you're not bringing anything super foreign into your body.
Yeah.
And from what I've been told, you actually farm your own food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do that in Long Island?
Yeah, back in Long Island, I have I have like a pretty big yard where I have like a farm. Well, it's not a farm, but it's pretty much just a garden.
But like a big garden?
A big garden.
Yeah. Like and, how big? Like
what are the dimensions?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like half an acre, maybe.
Okay, so that's a lot. I mean, whoa. That's a big. That's or, not
or
a garden.
A quarter
that's
acre. I don't really.
So
know.
That's like a. That's like plant. That's like a, an operation.
Well, you, no, I mean, it's just like it's small, but it's just. I mean, we
do you
sell
irrigate?
To, yeah, we have. Yeah, we have irrigation.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you have irrigation. I don't know.
You have
do you irrigate? How are you gonna?
I don't, dude. I don't run like rubber water lines.
Do you
through
plant
my lawn.
Landmines
like,
around there?
Yeah, like no. I don't like that's a big thing. So you so. So, for example, Russ, how many things do you grow on your farm?
I mean, we grow a lot of different things. It's like it started off with, you know, just for us and our family. Like,
sure.
But then I seen like I was giving a lot of stuff away to friends, which I still do. You
sure,
know, I still
of course.
Help all my friends and
absolutely.
Family.
Absolutely. Food is important.
Yeah. But then I had a lot of local markets around me. They were like, you know, we would love to get some stuff in. So I went in with, you know, some of our stuff, and they were like, yeah, we'll take it. Like,
oh,
we
want cool. local.
So I sell to a few little health food stores around me. Not many, maybe like two or three, but.
That's good, actually, that, you know, you like, you sell your yeah. locally grown stuff to a few places, but you don't like sell to a million places.
No. It's like,
so do you
it's like
eat two, organic food?
I mean,
he when grows I'm, it
during
with
the,
love.
Yeah, during the summer when I'm growing my food, that's what I eat. But when I'm out, you know, I'm not like, oh, I'll only eat organic.
No. But I mean, organic is like you grow organic stuff. And by that I mean like you don't use.
Oh no, it's all
like
organic.
You don't dust
all,
your crops with a plane.
No,
like,
but do you eat like for example, like if you and I go to the next deli, like the random deli on like DeKalb or some shit, or sorry, would you eat that
or some
sandwich?
Crap?
No, I don't think like. I mean, if I can find organic, yeah, but I don't go out of my way to find organic.
And plus,
I
you know Armando, when they write organic on stuff, it's like, yeah.
I most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to look for anything that has less than four ingredients.
Yeah,
okay.
It. Wow, that's real next level, Mondo.
That's my
flow.
You know, you should.
That's what they say all week here on Heritage Radio.
Really?
Yeah, really?
It's like, yeah.
That's a thing?
If you look at the label, you know, and if you can't recognize one of the ingredients, like.
I don't even look at the label.
I think that's true. I think it's like, you know. If you eat, yeah, I agree with that.
But
yeah.
That's me, though. Like, I was just drinking the juice earlier, and it just had, like, four things.
And you saw them
but
put
it
in.
But it was four good things that you understood,
It was four good things
right?
that you understood what they were.
Well, I hope I wasn't being lied to, but
no,
that's what the label
on.
Said.
You're not being
no,
lied
it had less than, it had, like, four things on it.
Ben Roby, you eat organic?
Yeah, I mean, if I can. For the most part, I do.
But
I
saw, you DJ I, real late at night, so, like, what's that like?
Yeah, you need you power. Can, yeah. You need energy, man.
I mean, I drink a lot of water, first of all. Like, a lot of people see me drunk after the end of the night, but A, you gotta drink a bunch of water. B, know where you're buying your food. If you're buying fish, you shouldn't be buying fish at, like, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh,
you want all your food
see?
To just be, like, super, as fresh as possible.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, just, a lot of people just don't pay attention to what they're putting inside their bodies. Like, the other day, I went to get my cat food and realized, like, whoa, this is the nicest store in my neighborhood in Greenpoint, but all the food, all like the animal food was like outdated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, like the average eye wouldn't even look at that because they just expect like, whoa, this is the nice neon lights, everything.
Yeah.
Like everything looks really nice.
And everything looks beautiful and this poor cat is eating just sawdust and sugar.
Sawdust and sugar.
Russ, let me ask you something. When you grow stuff, let's say, let me just take a risk here. Do you grow tomatoes ever?
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Cool. So you would go out and say, and you know your garden, and you know, you don't use anything weird, and you could just go eat a tomato, and you say you could pull it off and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And you enjoy that, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I want to do that in my life.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Me too.
You
how
know?
Would you do that? You live with Evan.
Exactly. Like, right. No. We
in a
you know.
In a like.
Yes, and I'm siloed.
Paint by numbers,
a,
Bushwick.
It's true. It is true that I do live in sort of like a paint by numbers Bushwick kind of apartment, and you know, I I'm thankful for what I have, but I do try to put vegetables together, but it's not anything compared to, say, going into a yard where I know the stuff and pulling it out. You know, that's one of the great things that I learned from Roberta is, you know, it's funny. Jack, I didn't know about food, and, like, I think kind of you didn't know about food that much.
I definitely did not.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, Jack used to be strict with food. Now he eats a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Last night he made squash risotto, which I didn't even know existed, but I imagine obviously does.
So you're telling me, right, if I'm like, if I have access to a yard, right, and I use like good fertilizer and plant a watermelon, right?
One, yeah.
And plant a watermelon seed.
You went with watermelon, huh?
Like if you eat a watermelon and you plant one of the seeds.
Yeah, right. Put some seeds.
Maybe you like germinate it first a little bit.
All that stuff, right? Yeah. And then it grows, and it grows beautiful. Is that considered organic?
I would imagine, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not using no synthetic chemicals.
No chemicals.
Isn't Russ organic when you see it in the grocery store? That just means that they've met certain FDA requirements.
There's so many different things going on with organic. Sure. It's like it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
You know?
Best thing, grow it in your backyard and eat it.
If you can. If you have the space. If not, go to your local farm.
But what if it was...
There are local farms.
Aaron, do you eat cheese?
Yeah, I eat cheese. I try to stay off it, but it's so good.
If you would want cheese, you can't grow cheese.
Well, no. If you wanted to make cheese, you'd need cows and you'd need some kind of...
You can't grow it.
You need to be a cheesemonger. Yeah. Could you make cheese, Russ?
I mean... If I had some cows,
If he had cows, but he's vegan, man.
But I would if I had my own cows. Like I always say, when I get older, when I could have enough land where I could raise my own animals, maybe I'll even eat meat. Depends how I feel. When it's time for the animal's life to go.
Exactly. I mean, like a connection with.
I don't think it's wrong. I just think.
Right.
And having a connection, what's your favorite thing to grow?
Yeah, good question. What's your favorite thing to grow?
Maybe tomatoes, because there's so many different... I grow, like, 20 different types.
You grow, like, 20 different kinds of tomatoes.
Kale, I like growing that because I sell a lot of kale, so...
You know what's crazy?
The closest I ever came to growing something is, like, watering my bamboo plant for an extended period of time.
Yeah,
keeping it alive, that's, like, the best I've
done. Yeah, but, Jack, you can grow, like, sage, like, in your window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I did that
shit. Odetta
does
that.
Yeah. That's growing stuff. That's organic fucking sage. Just, use good soil in whatever pot you're using.
I can't talk about my favorite thing I like to grow on the radio.
Well, listen, I've never been to your farm, but I would imagine we probably agree on that stuff. Well, look, by the way, on the subject of tomatoes, I was going to say, if you could grow anything, but what would you grow? But that's a dumb question. On the subject of tomatoes, you said you grow, a lot of different kinds of tomatoes. Yeah. What is an heirloom tomato? I don't know what the fuck that... Excuse my... I don't know what that is.
You see, you curse too now.
Yeah, I don't know what...
We're even.
Yeah, I'm fervent about the tomatoes here.
I think it's just a tomato that... It's a strand from back in the day that hasn't been genetically engineered or modified or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just, an original strand, that hasn't been altered or messed with.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think.
So it doesn't have to be... So it could be any tomato family that's been growing for a long time.
Aaron's been doing a show on a food radio station for 4 years. Hella interested.
I just want to know. You want to know what it is? I recently have been making food.
Yeah. Is this because of the girlfriend?
No, I mean, we that's, of course, helped with that. But I think a lot of it has to do with just, not wanting to be a fat fuck.
Yeah, I don't cook when I'm single, really. No.
I have some.
You taught me how to make sauce, Jack.
You know what's so crazy about tomatoes?
Italian right there.
How come people throw tomatoes when it's bad comedy?
Yeah, I always wondered about that too. Why? Why is that? Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know the answer.
I'm going to call the tomato hotline.
Yeah, killer tomatoes.
A tomato.
Excuse me. Why do we throw tomatoes?
Why do they throw tomatoes?
I don't know. I think they just bring rotten fruit, and I think tomatoes spray. I think they like things that spray on the bad comics.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Exactly. Russ, we're going to go listen to some music for just a few minutes, but before we do that, what do you think of something that's really, really challenging to grow that kind of challenges you and you enjoy? What would that be?
probably like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbages. Those crops are hard to grow because they get a lot of bugs. At least by me, they do.
They get a lot of bugs.
I thought you were going to say cheese.
Last growing question.
I got a cheese tree.
Last plant question for me.
Yeah.
Because I have interests like that.
Wait,
but
Mondo, how do we feel about the rest of the season? You do like a plant segment where you just be asking people about plants. I like this. This is going really well.
Actually, I have a question for you too, Russ.
Yeah, like, go ahead.
Since you travel a lot, like BMXing, so like, is it hard to like keep up with like, oh, this is when I have to be around to like make sure my tomatoes are growing a certain way?
Interesting.
It's definitely pretty hard. Like this summer was, I almost missed like most of the season because I was in Texas until the end of May, and like I was like trying to get home right in time to plant everything.
Sure.
Like all most of the tomatoes and all the main crops, you know. But I got home like a little bit late, but I still got them in, and like luckily they did their thing and I was all right, you know. Like, and then I had the whole rest of the season to plant more stuff. So
you ever plant a tree?
What kind of tree?
Like any tree. Besides weed. I'm
besides
sorry.
Besides weed, yo. You can Mondo. By the way, it's okay if you, I know you don't want to disclose.
I'm sorry.
Grow,
I mean, I know I'm never saying that you did something like that.
Listen, it's a crop. I mean, it's a plant of course. Who knows where he grew it? We don't know where he grew it.
No, like fruit trees you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
that's what
I was talking about. Yeah. I never had that like.
You ever plant like an apple tree?
Yeah, we got like.
Because that takes time. That takes, if you had the patience to do.
Yeah, I planted a few berry trees. I haven't seen the fruits, but
they'll come out.
I got a blueberry tree, you know, blueberry bush and fig tree and all that stuff.
But. Super impressed. You know, I'm impressed that you can juggle the being an athlete and also growing stuff. I think it's quite impressive.
It's tough. I mean, I couldn't do it without my girlfriend. She, you know, when I'm out traveling during the summer, she's usually like, she's home gardening or whatever, taking care of it, you know. So that's like, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't. Couldn't do
it. There you go. Teamwork and listen. Teamwork. How, that's text, how a lot of things. Work.
Just got a text, Aaron.
Yeah. What happened?
From my mom.
Yeah. What she said?
She said the show's gotten better since she last listened.
Oh, okay. So listen. Hey, we have one of the family is on, and the family's calling in and saying we've gotten better. Well, we're here with Russ Barone and the one Ben Roby. Everyone is in studio. I even see
Max.
Max
is here,
yeah,
too.
I know. I see Max Bode back
Who's
there.
Who's that?
Oh. Look Max. At Max Bode. Max,
the one Max Bode.
Look at his leg.
Yeah, I know. He's acting like he acts like he lives here, you know. This is everywhere he goes. He acts like he lives there. All right, we'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to go to the one Herbert Splivington. You know you're on Gunwash. Mondo segment coming up next. Call in live, 718-497-2128, gunwash.com. Coming back out to Cliff Levitt.
This is Dame Dash. I'm still my man, Amondo. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys. You are going to get big song, big song. Big song, big song.
Big song, big song. See the little youth and your war up soon. Yo, that's a school when you can't find one. Big song, big song. You are going to get big song, big song. Big song, big song. Yo, that a something when me can't condone. Bet you say you get a phone call unknown. Don't a money well do it full of broke rock stone. Anything you see me walk with a my own. You see me smoking on my own. Feel so high like me a fly drone. So clean to the bone, skeleton a try clone. You a move shaky, you a go get fixed up. Like when a mechanic a deal with a big chop. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. You a move shaky, you a go get fixed up. Like when a mechanic a deal with a big chop. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. Everything glitter is gold. Labor fi learn all when you get old. Every ghetto youth should have a payroll. Babylon you're too cold. Cat man a pay toll. Fi your cell phone, no for them a cell soul. Fi your BlackBerry shy guy a get a roll. Take away your cell phone cause a roll. Early a dog fatter than a sheet when a fool. You a go get fixed up. Like when a mechanic a deal with a big chop. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. You a move shape, you a go get fixed up. When a mechanic a deal with a big chop. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. Food me a cream, me no in a mix up. pants and no clothes. See you say you're smart like Salaman clothes. Full of them a blow away, full of them a blow away. Like snow fire come out of a dad and nose. Genuine clocks, pants up a man toes. Have a girl in a me boom with a bang of one soul. A wet in a fridge trap and a one rose. Red grab a hotter than 41. You a move shaky, you a go get fixed up. Like when a mechanic a deal with a bitch. Food me a cream, me nothing a mix up. Food me a cream, me nothing a mix up. You a move shaky, you a go get fixed up. Like when a mechanic a deal with a bitch. Food me a cream, me nothing a mix up. Food me a cream, me nothing a mix up.
Up to the crime. Them forgot who we be.
No boy can press the button like how you start your car.
Up to the crime. Up to the crime. Them forgot who would be.
No boy can't press me button like how you start your car. Tell you me who my gang go start with her. The girls I near me can't be far.
Up to the crime. And forgot who would be.
No boy can't press me button like how you start your car. Tell you me who my gang go start with her. The girls I near me can't be far. I just see me get a new girl, me can't be far. Straight and narrow, straight like arrow. In the team lead. I feel less than your soul. Feel like a rock, feel a tunnel. Cutting on me boom, turning on me deep paddock. Feel like a rock, anything lean. I feel less than your soul. Feel like a rock, feel a tunnel. Cutting on me boom, turning on me deep paddock.
Up to the crime. Got to with me.
It's me a sin. No boy can't press me button like how you start your car. Telling me who my gang go start with her. With the girls I near me can't be far. From you see me get a new girl, me can't with her. Straight and narrow, straight like arrow. Anything lean, I feel less from your soul. Straight like arrow, straight and narrow. Telling me boom, turning on me deep paddock. Straight and narrow, straight like arrow. Anything lean, I feel less from your soul. Straight like arrow, straight and narrow. Telling me boom, turning on me deep paddock.
And full of you.
Can't count, so much of them teacher go start out. Calculator can't check it all now. A mass professor a figure work that out. Me get a push and a girl a port mouth. All from where the community never know about. Me a star, so every show a fi sold out. Cars a two bus stand when we are no scout. Straight and narrow, straight like arrow. Anything lean a fi less than your soul. Straight like arrow, straight and narrow. Padding on me boom, coming on me deep arrow. Straight and narrow, straight like arrow.
Yes, Mula.
Long distance, don't come near that a wrong distance. Now stay in town, friends with fans. When we hungry, no boy can no figure. Tell Bev, tell Constance. Boy, you no thugs, you a big face man. Me no lady, me no semi wear pants. My hood, work hard like ants.
Hey, I love it. You listen to Gun Wash, we've had a great time.
Money from my brain, money from my brain, dog, money from my brain.
Money from my brain,
dog,
money from my brain.
Yeah,
dear dog.
Yeah.
Mondo, Jeremy, or excuse me, when I was
do that.
Yeah. What happens, Jack?
In the street, man, hustle every day. I have a burn, I have a prepay. Asian brain, little later, be a champagne tea that.
As I see, yeah. I'm giving two more minutes. Two more minutes.
I love when Jeremy gets mad.
Money from my brain. Personality, cloak and dada. Me a sport bank robber.
Me a sport bank robber.
Loan tax shatter.
Money 2 hours.
You know that
bad man.
Man a real hot stepper. Ask Jiggy or Bo or Pepper.
Gun watch me see.
I can't believe they played this song for 2 hours.
That's what Split said. He said that they played this song for 2 hours in Jamaica in a car. By the way, before Mondo starts the segment, just got buried alive by the DG, excuse me, the selector. In the first segment, he played Gully Bop, which is kind of a cool thing. He's this guy in Jamaica who's good. Anyway, Mondo, take it away.
Yo.
Mondo. Around, Mondo.
Mondo hates the song, so I'm not gonna play it.
All right, you see, you know what's even crazier?
Yeah,
that's my word of the night, crazier. But Jack, yeah. I was gonna let you rock with it, and I will let you play the whole song.
It's your world.
But how come, yo Ben, what's up?
What's going on, bro?
I like it. I really like your hairstyle. I was really debating on like cutting my hair too.
Well, thank you.
You know, it's really it fits your head style, your head size.
Pause.
You know, it's and, you know. I bet you have more hats and stuff. I'm excited that you know you got a new thing going on. You know, it's changed. New thank year, you. New you.
You know, he's been working real hard. He's
what you been up to? But you just told me about a party you've been doing. But I know you always work hard all the time. So, like, what am I going to ask you about? Like, you know, you work all hard all the time.
I don't know, man. Recently, the homies at Homage Skate Shop, they put together a fundraiser for the Amigo Go Skate Cuba, the kids out there, because they don't really have much, you know, and, like, we can get kind of spoiled being, you know, from America and like, oh, this board doesn't have, I don't like this shit.
So they're giving you boards?
No. We raised a bunch of money and a bunch of sponsors, like, gave away a bunch of boards, wheels, like, whatever you use skating, even if it's to a t-shirt. Like, kids like skate shirts, too. Like, you get a t-shirt, like, whatever. But
we love t-shirts over here.
We raised a bunch of money, and it was at the Homage TF over in, I think it's Carroll Gardens over, what's that, like, with
that's
Smith.
Like downtown Brooklyn or something.
Yeah,
right?
Like that borderline area where you get close to the water.
I've been around there. It's all right. I skated around there. Never rode a bike around there, though.
Yo, something that was tight about that, too, we were talking about. Skaters and BMXers do get along.
I get along with everybody.
Yeah, that's
but
just human
I feel
nature.
Bikes are way more dangerous, and I can you know there's two. I feel Ben he skates a lot, and he always see me skating around, and I feel that's how I know we're supposed to be pals because we see like each other in the most cosmic way. But I feel bikes are way more dangerous. And I can ask another fellow skater, do you think bikes are like, you get way, way more hurt?
A lot more metal.
I mean, you get...
Yeah, I know there's a lot more metal, but...
Yeah. As Ed would say, you get hit with it. Like, I've seen some slams. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm not getting up from that if that was me. But, I mean, I grew up skating my Lolly skate park, and that was literally a bike park. Yeah. Like, like the ramps were made, designed by bikers...
Four bikers.
And I would see kids come to that park and kind of be like intimidated by the ramps. And at the time, it was one of those parks that didn't have money. So it was basically the BMXers DIY'd themselves and was like, hey, if you want to skate here or if you want to ride here, you come and you help us like maintenance the ramps and take care of the ramps.
That's so fair.
Yeah, it was like super locals only, but it was tight because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't know a lot of BMXers. Like, I literally wouldn't be as I probably would have met them along the lines, but I wouldn't be as good of friends with if it wasn't for that.
Hmm. That's good. That's good to know.
Do you find you're mostly peaceful with everyone, or specifically BMXers you could connect with because, hey, why not? We're all athletes after all.
It depends which BMXer.
Yeah, it depends.
Russ,
you would say even some BMXers are not as scrupulous, maybe.
Yeah, same with skaters. There's even some skaters that they don't like each other because, oh, he skates like this type of style.
Yeah.
Like, he rides this way. So it's like,
there's always going to be someone that's too cool, you know? So it's like, if you're at a skate park and you see some, you know, you see a skater having a good time, but you're a rider. Like I say, congrats. Like if someone lands a trick, if a skater lands a trick, you know, give them a high five, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I think, you know, I think it's cool when everyone gets along.
How do you feel about inline skaters? Both you guys.
What were you gonna say?
Well, I don't know.
You can say it.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate right now.
No, because look. The inline thing is difficult because you know it was like they kind of had like a short kind of spurt and then it kind of tapered out.
It's done.
Yeah. Put them in the garbage like the old Powell T-shirt.
No, if they're out cruising having fun, whatever. But like, I don't know.
If you
show up at a skate park with rollerblades, like.
It's not good.
It's not good. Because people just don't. They disrespect it before you even
got a chance.
Before you even show what you got.
Why? Oh, so you don't necessarily disrespect them, but you think it's for their own good to not come.
Well, I don't care. But I'm just saying, if a crew of rollerbladers rolls up to the skate park,
they're getting clowned.
They're gonna get clowned before they even step into the skate park.
That's interesting. Yeah. So
I'll tell you this. Unless, and I've noticed this. Like, I'm not gonna lie. When I first started skating, I was an inline skater.
That's okay.
But check this out. That's when I was like riding Mullally Park, and people would be like, we were cool with, like, we were all from the neighborhood. But I have noticed this over the years. Some of the realest spots that people see in videos, and like Russ knows, like, you'll see a spot in a video and then find out, like, yo, that spot is in the middle of the hood project somewhere.
Right.
And I've seen skateboarders get bullied by like younger inline kids because they're like, yo, what? You and my projects. I go get my cousin right now. I take your camera. And then you're like, oh, wow.
I think it does kind of take like a maniac to be an extreme inline skater.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of weird.
If you're rolling around and 90% of the day someone's calling you a fairy, you're going to feel some type of way.
But I wonder why, you know. I wonder why it didn't come up. There was a time when maybe it could have happened, you know. They do that grind where like the lip of the skate and the wheel is on at the same time.
And the word grind, you ever played that video game Jet Grind Radio?
Yeah. Nope.
That's
with the graffiti.
What's it called? It was a Japanese game.
You ever played it?
No, I never heard of it.
Check this out.
Sega Saturn, I think.
If it's inline, then no, I didn't play it.
Russ wants to be peace on Earth, but he kind of doesn't like inliners. But that's okay. That's okay, though. That's fine. He likes him. He's just like. Wait, so what's this video game about these fairies?
Well, they would ride around, and you get points for like riding on the walls, and you're riding around. You're in rollerblades.
Sounds stupid.
I know it is, but the graphics were insane, though.
Oh my god! Well, listen,
and we love graphics.
That's true.
Turbo graphics.
We love graphics. Well, so, and now listen, you two met each other through being athletes, but, and it was...
Music, right? And it was music as well.
And a line of work.
Yeah, and so how would you describe that? You say that you met through your line of work. Well, expand on that, if you could.
It was pretty tight because I was in Texas, literally through, like, at South by Southwest, we played a show at it's Empire, right?
Empire, that has which the, is like it's like one of the biggest BMX bike shops in the world.
Oh, so it's like a miles. It's like a
it's yeah.
It's a like milestone.
A stake in the ground for BMXing. Yeah,
yeah. And he was playing a show there, and my friend Adam. Who,
shout outs to Adam.
Yeah, Adam Roy, who's actually he's like he works with the company that I ride for, a Cult.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the art directors there. And
okay.
Ben is friends with him, and that's how I met Ben, through my buddy Adam, which is through Cult. So Ben was playing a show with Ninja Sonic, right?
Yep.
They were playing a show at this, you know, famous bike shop, Empire, in the backyard. Like, it was like a party show. It was cool, you know, and I that was like, I think that was the first time I got to see them play. And they were, like, really good. And sure. Adam was like, yeah, they're from New York. And I was like, for real? Like, I never seen them in New York, you know?
Yeah.
Which is cool, because then I was like, all right, I'm going to go back to New York and check them out.
Of course.
You know? But then they also played a few other shows during South By, you know? And I remember, like, I was real psyched to go see them because they're from New York, so I wanted to go support, you know? And I brought, like, a bunch of my friends. I brought my girlfriend to go see them, and it was sick. Like, it was cool, you know?
Yeah,
and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. And you went, and so Russ maybe, or you went up to Ben and say, hey, I know you're from New York, or how did that
spark? Well, Adam, my buddy Adam.
Oh, Adam, yeah.
Adam's friends with Ben, too.
I see.
And he was basically like, yo, this dude's ill. Yo, Jaja's ill. Y'all need to know each other.
Right. And it was
one of those. Put it together, get iller, right?
And it was cool because, you know, at the time I didn't even know he skated. I didn't know he grew up skating or whatever. So, like, then when I learned that, I was like, oh, that's cool. So now, like, we got a skater, musician, and a rider here. And now, you know, it's just cool to, like, link up and, you know.
You ever bike around or you get mostly skate?
Yeah.
You bike in, yeah.
I mean, I can do bar spins and kind of a 180.
I can't bar spin.
All right, there's something here on that line I want to know, though. The slang. Like, what's the slang in the BMX culture?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, Jack, because I was going to ask Russ. I was going to say, Russ, why? Because I literally don't know. Why is the cassette so small on a BMX gear?
Oh, because the freewheel, the back freewheel, is a different size, is smaller, too. So it makes it... It makes it
less revolutions for.
Yeah, but it feels like how it used to be. The sprocket used to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's smaller, and the freewheel is smaller too. So it makes it like the same as it used to be. It's just everything is a little smaller.
Yeah,
so keep
lighter,
it out of the way.
Less. Yeah, out of the way. Yeah. I see. And on that, the slang of the BMX culture. Jack, what was your question? Because, I mean, I want to know.
I'm just saying, there must be slang, like...
For example, I try to do...
Because I don't know, I mean, look...
I know a little bit, but it's not that much, but...
Well, no,
I mean,
if you said some stuff to me that was, like, related to skate...
I'm trying to do a manual, I'm trying to push a manual or something, that's like me trying to push the bike without pedaling.
Yeah, but that's skate, too.
You're going to do a manual?
Yeah, but that...
I don't know.
But that's skate, too, is it the same?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's slang in everything, I feel like, you know, and every like sport or whatever, there's always going to be slang, and it's kind of the same in BMX and skateboarding. I feel like it's kind of the same. It's just it depends where you're from. Out west, it's way different, you know.
Yeah.
And out in New York, it's totally different.
But
so
you spend
it's just
a lot of time. You spend a lot of time riding out west.
Yeah. I try to like spend most of the winters out west or in Texas, like in Austin. Yeah. So.
How'd you get out in Austin? What happened with that? You just went out there one day.
Yeah, I went out there on a BMX trip. And then, I mean, Austin's, like, one of the best places for BMX riding.
I didn't know that, so there we go.
Yeah, that was a question I actually had. Like, I know a lot of... BMX is really big in Austin.
Yeah.
Like,
what's going on with that?
It's just, I don't know.
The
there's
dirt, man, the dirt.
Yeah.
Well, it's the dirt. It's there's good skate parks, but mostly it's just the vibe of Austin. It's really, it's easy to live there.
Okay.
You know, it's...
Oh, we should live there.
Well, I mean,
sucks here.
Depends on what you're doing, but it's kind of it's like cheaper. You know, it's a little bit cheaper than
here. Of course, most places
it's just,
are.
It's nicer out, so you can ride all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
I like the sun.
There's a ton of riders there, so everyone kind of helps each other as like a community. There's a big like BMX community there.
But what if I like to be by myself but still ride bikes or do whatever?
What if I don't drive?
You don't need to drive.
Got a bike
in Austin.
I mean,
or here.
Out there?
No, you don't need a bike a car in Austin.
You can bike around.
When I go there, I don't have a car. Like,
Don't go too far, Spliff. You got to go on in like 5 minutes. this guy run away from me.
But yeah, it's cool, man. Like that's why I love it there, because it's just a good community of BMXers and skaters. I mean, there is where I feel like BMXers and skaters get along most, actually.
Oh, so this must be paradise. Rusty, do you see yourself being out there more permanently, or is it too dry and arid for you to have your crops there?
I would like to live there, but during the summer, I don't know, it gets too hot.
It gets really hot.
It gets too hot.
Yeah.
Thermometers burst.
Yeah.
Also, what's the worst fall you ever had, Russ?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. Yeah, what's the worst fall you ever had?
Actually, this is kind of embarrassing, but the worst fall I ever had was like last summer, I guess. It was last summer. I was coming down the Williamsburg Bridge, and I got cut off, and I hit the pole at the end coming into the Brooklyn side. And I just wrapped the pole because I have no brakes on my bike.
Your body and bike wrapped the pole.
Yeah. So I was coming.
You have no brakes. Wow, that's never thought about that.
Wait, so what do you do to? Because I'll ride like a track bike and I'll track stop and da da da. But how do you stop?
Well, you know how like a fixed gear stops.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but we put our foot in the back tire.
Okay.
And we skid out.
Jesus, that's dangerous.
Like, I mean, most street riders don't ride brakes. You know, I would say 70% of BMX riders, they don't ride brakes.
And when I rode a track bike, I didn't use it. I mean, I did for a little bit, but you want a track stop. Yeah, it's
like
different.
Riding freewheel.
Yeah.
No, riding freewheel and not having a brake sounds impossible to me. To me, it sounds impossible, but what do I know?
But yeah, that was the worst injury, coming down the bridge full speed. And
you know, this guy that cut you off, he didn't know you were like a famous BMXer. He's just like, oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it was late, and you know, it was whatever. It was just
fuck
like,
that guy or lady,
yeah, so
whatever.
I fractured my knee, and I was out for like.
Oh, you fractured your knee?
Yeah,
oh,
I was
dude.
Out for like 4 months, probably.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so and the person just kind of like zipped out.
Yeah,
like,
they just
probably doesn't
just,
even know you got hurt.
No, they didn't really. They were all like. Drunk, they didn't know what happened.
Oh,
I didn't even know really. That
was a drunk biker,
and your body wrapped, and your bike.
I just, like I wrapped the pole, and then I got up, and I was like, "Oh, I'm all right." Like, I tried to pedal away, and then I was fine for the first like 5 minutes, and then you know after that, it all
didn't you? Didn't the pain? Didn't the pain feel like overtaking? Like you were gonna like
oh,
pass
yeah.
out? Or
yeah.
Something?
The next morning, I woke up, and the next morning I was leaving to go on a BMX trip. Up to a BMX camp in Pennsylvania called Woodward.
Yeah, Woodward's.
And I woke up and Woodward's. I was like, yeah, I'm going. Like, I'm going on this trip. I was all psyched. And then, you know, we're driving there. It's like 6 hours away from here. And I get there and, like, I can barely walk.
So you get out of the car and you can barely walk.
Yeah, so I was on this trip for like a week. And I couldn't ride the
you
whole time.
You couldn't ride the whole time. Yeah. But I've seen videos. You have ridden at Woodward, though. I've seen videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah
we
yeah,
go
yeah.
there every summer for, yeah, yeah, yeah. you know, it's like a camp for the kids.
You teach the kids how to bike a little
bit
and stuff?
Yeah, it's a really fun time. We go and, I mean, I used to go there when I was a kid as a camper.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot of my friends went there, yeah.
And now to go as a professional and teach kids, it's really cool.
Hey,
really
you're like an elder statesman of Woodward.
You feel like you're like a teacher for a week.
Exactly.
You know?
Do you see kids where you're like, they got the...
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. You're you got that eye.
Yeah, you see kids that you're like, he's going to worry. Well, that's
and I
cool.
always like, every time I go, I like, I bring some stuff for the kids that I like see something in, you know,
sure,
I see them
hook
like
them up the same way you got hooked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, like when I see them like really pushing, I'll be like, I'll wait till they're done riding. I'll be like, hey, like, come over here at the end of the day. I want to hook you up with some shirts
that's
or whatever.
Beautiful.
Just to show them like, to show them that love. You
that's
know?
How I came
then,
up.
If they see.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
how.
If they do very well.
Yeah.
And they see at the end a person who's a professional says, come, I want to break you off a little son, da 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 da. That's a glimmer of hope for them that they can grow into something and
yeah,
be with
that's
pros.
What, that's what started me out.
Word,
you know?
word.
You
high five
you were,
to that.
When you were a kid skating, Ben, you remember when you would get hooked up with...
It's like, what?
It's crazy.
Free wills,
even if
free
it was a shirt that was
yeah,
that
like,
was double XL, you would still wear it. Yeah.
That's
you know,
crazy
like,
that it would be given to you as a gift because they thought that they saw something in you.
It's like me with Ducksworth shirts.
Yeah, yeah, except, yeah. No, I got...
Started my whole career.
I got stuff coming, by the way. And so you go there and you teach the kids. You did have the one tragic trip where you weren't able to ride, but and that was recent.
Yeah, that was last summer, I think.
But you go up there. Who is gonna? Who is? Because you know you're still young and all this. But who is coming up hard in the BMX community? If
there's a lot of kids.
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah, there's a lot. But I like watching the older dudes.
Okay, cool. Like older, like Hoffman, or that's old.
Well, Hoffman, he's
old.
The best.
Yeah, he's the best. Well, listen, he's the
but
best.
But I still,
yeah.
You know, still love watching him. But mostly, like, the guys I ride with, the company I ride for, the cult team.
Sure.
I love watching them ride. I love riding with them. And,
who are some of those riders?
Like Chase Hawk, Chase DeHart, Timmy Theus, Dakota Roach. You know, if you go on the cult website, which is cultcrew.com,
excellent.
You can check out videos and of us and on different trips. And we're about to do another trip. I'm leaving on Monday to go to Hawaii with the cult team. So we're going to do a little video from there, which should be cool.
It's beautiful, Russ. You know, being that you are
you do what you want.
You do what you want to do, and it's a you're an athlete,
and you make a career out of it.
And you make
too,
a career
right?
out of it, and you're traveling around, and you get to do the stuff you love to do,
and
you see yourself
raising your own like organic food.
I mean, yeah, listen,
and helping out your neighborhood. Like
you live a kind of an epic life,
doing the damn thing.
Your damn thing.
Do you have hobbies that you can do? Let's say you give up BMX or you get too old for that. What are you gonna do after?
Skate, surf.
There you go.
Rock climb. I just started learning how to rock climb. That's pretty fun.
See, he's killing it, man.
But I don't know, surfing. I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's
Point
very,
Break.
Very fun. Well, you know, we are coming towards the close of a wonderful, wonderful show of Gunwash. We got to get drops, especially from you two, because you're epic. You ever done a drop, Russ?
No, what's that?
It's really easy. You just say
it's
a shout out. It's a message.
Let Mondo show you.
Yeah,
it's
Mondo will do an example.
It's like I never listen to Gunwash, but I want to. You know, something
that's a
like
horrible
that.
Drop.
Come on, give him a real drop. Do a basic.
My name's Armando, and I want to eat.
Wow, don't listen to Mondo.
Okay, no. Let it do
all
a
right.
basic drop.
Okay, hey, what's up? This is Armando, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Okay,
there you go.
So now you understand that you can do creative things in the drop. It's completely up to you, but the basic idea is saying who you are and what you're listening to. So whenever you're ready, you can take it away if you're willing to.
Yeah, you go first.
You go first.
Or Ben could go first.
Okay, let Ben go first.
All right. Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yes, sir.
And that was a beautiful one. Now you, Russ.
Yo, what's up? It's Russ Barone from Cult Crew. You're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Excellent. Couldn't do better myself. Well, Russ, thank you very much. And, of course, Ben Roby. I know it's great that you stayed the whole time. I wasn't sure when
hey,
you
were. Hey, what's up? This is Jack Hensley. I hate Aaron Ginsberg because he's also an Aquarius, and you're listening to Gunwash.
No, that's very, very mean. That's very mean, and we actually don't hate each other. For your information.
Hey, hating is bad because that's a strong word. But hey, how come we all have like denim shirts?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say it's so funny because
four people in this room have denim.
No, Jack brought it up too. We're all John Denvers, and it's what we're going to do in our older age. This is what we're going to look like. So get used to it.
I'm 29 and bald. Let's go.
All right, and you are listening to the one Gunwash, and you know we'll be back next Thursday. Very special thanks to the one Russ Barone and of course Ben Roby, friend of the show. We'll see you guys all.
Yo, next Thursday, by the way, we got like experimental synthesizers.
There we go. Oh, that'll be unbelievable. And of course, if you know where Jack Hensley lives, come on Saturday.
Come on down.
It's his birthday.
Yep.
And without further ado, we'll pull up the one Spliffington for music. And I'll see you next week.
Hurry home, baby.
Yo, it's your boy Ace here on Gunwash. I wanna say some things. And I don't want you to get it twisted just because my voice is low right now. But all those other pizza places, you trash. Your basil not even fresh. Shit don't even come from no kind of rooftop garden. Basically, nobody who works at your pizza place has a beard. None of them moved here from someplace else. This shit's not artisanal. It's not local. Your pizza place probably don't even have a radio station in it. You need to get out of my digital pizza space immediately. Don't ever think you can come to Gunwash talking some other pizza, talking some Totono's, talking some Lombardi's, talking some DeFara. That's just how we're keeping it right now. Yo, Aaron, give me an explosion.
What did it burn, man? I feel it. Whoa, 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 yes. Whoa, yes, yes. Latina, yeah, it rough and tough. Me not drop and you know me not block. Only the poor man I feel it. Only the poor man I feel it. Whoa, 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 yes. Whoa, yes, yes. Latina, yeah, it rough and tough. Me not drop and you know me not block. Cause every day it's the same thing. Instead of better, it gone worse. Only the poor. Feel it, only the poor man I feel it. Whoa, 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 yes, whoa, yes, yes. Life in the yard, it rough and tough. Hey, hey, hey. Me not joke and you know me not block. Hey, hey. Cause every day it's the same thing. Instead of better, it gone worse. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Whoa, yes, only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. You think I lie, yes. Take a walk down to Kingston Town. Take a walk in the poorhouse, and you will see what I want. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Oh yeah, yeah. Take a walk to Spanish Town prison, then you will see what I mean. Take a walk down to GEP, then you will see what I mean. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. The big man sit up on top, looking at we the poor people on the flat. Watch the big man sit up on top, looking at we the poor people on the flat. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Oh yes, oh yes.
Anything that man me clean to me gone.
Mother cry and father cry. To see the youth say my cry for younger. Mother cry and father cry. To see the youth say my cry for younger. Oh Lord, Lord, oh yes. Only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. Oh yes, only the poor man, only the poor man I feel it. You think I lie, yes.
Simple walk and simple no, no, action, no. Boucha. Wicked
up, tell the fabulous
said that. All
rude
boys.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sing.
Can't go make me bust me casing. We live a walk 'cause I no nice place. No way, no way. Can't take the smell and the prison food taste. So jail a man go and go hold your space.
Start to call for him family member. Don't pan him knees and say help me no father. What them a go do? They stop the gangster. Because one thing they pan the road boy mind. He come and bust up a leap and come mine. One thing they have the road boy at. This big I just gunshot.
Lord, Lord, but they go make me bust me casing. We live and work out on a nice place.
Hi. Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yo, it's Pink Pony. LES, you listening to the only show on the radio, on the airwaves, known by Gunwash.
Me shot out your head back on the gun. That's how the barrel follow me never run. Fish out the boys shit in a emote. Stay fire. We don't know mode service. Only we tie up and burn like some old fire. So we got one thing that on the road boy man. I feel like a bomb. So for me, I'll come.
Can't tell the smell and the prison food taste. So tell a man go and go hold his face.
Warning, the original line of Judah passed. So me no want see no boy a wrinkle and scroll. Curfew, Jesus Christ. So me look at me tell him say, rude boy, all a rude boy. So me look at me say, to her earth I run. Can't stand and left the hand run. Come on, your friends, for your enemy, I don't threat a drop. That's why me not left me, girl, cause Gaza that me a go use. Figure at me head back is like gonna bust. Spanglers a rinse the taro seed. Make them know a quirk is a bossy fuss. Blood a run, marrow all a drop out a run a boy. This the program and he get shot down man all a ball. When them hear them name call, blood a run out a body like a when rain a fall. A bigger things, gun now go stop. Rinse over politician money, them a carry feelings out a run. Gangsta no left the angle. Cause you can't know your friend from your enemy and don't threat a drop. That's why me not left me gang. Cause of that me a go use. Figure at me head man, no one no man trust me. Cause me not trust no man. For me come out and me mama. Pango is me program. Program from Pamela. Me program fee from that no say. If you put your trust in a woman. Cause of them same one give when the man go use a run. Gangsta no left the handgun. Cause you can't know your friend from your enemy and don't threat a drop. That's why me not left me gang. Cause of that me a go use. Figure at me head man. Me a need that up. In a crack when me son want pass a me doctor want for me a young black man. Me now go for the man when me son Andrea want good move fin and me you a wait pan. Fi put me on pan yo. Road me like jam me no want go prison them say fi do good and good will follow you. And don't put your trust in a no evil gun. Can't stand no left the hand gun. Cause you can't hold your friend for your enemy and don't trust a drop. That's why me now left me gun. Cause of that me a go use. Figure at me head back is like gonna bust.
Yeah, man, you know who I know. If I know the same thing, get to know act together. If you can't pull jam for me no more, you may have to ask them, Papa. You may have to ask them. Yeah, yeah, me want to know. If I know the same thing, give them a guess on what the hell them try. Me want to know if I know the same thing, give them a guess on what the hell them try. Too much contact. Well, at that, them a say, and they no stop show. People can scream right away, too much contact. At that, them a tell me, and they no stop show. People pan them over, crowd of people. Try understand and them a try them best. If I get a young man macabre, I want thing me a ask. I feel like this pan the paper be have me want know. If I know the same thing, give them a guess on what the hell them try. Me want know if I know the same thing, give them a guess on what the hell them try. Because in the cinema them a show way. Chuck Norris no stop fire or say. Clint Eastwood with the big mouth special. Pan the video them a show way. Sadomatical them a show daily. No things where them a teach the children. The almighty one them no approve. Them me want know. If I know the same thing, give them a guess on what they hear them trying. Me want know if I know the same thing, give them a guess on what they hear them trying to the max. Mad Cabra, now stop them a fit tell. Command of the put down the Glock to the max. Ninja man, now stop them a fit tell. Rambo, if he put down the map to the max. But the ranks now a great Terminator, Alex shot plenty straight ahead. And now there we a go, we a talk, but them a show we how it go. Me want know. If I know the same thing, give them a guess what the hell them trying. Me want know if I know the same thing, give them a guess what the hell them trying. Jam down people, them a back with to the max. New York people, them go say we are no idiot. Canadian, back with maximum. England people, no one we be put it down. We did that, when we come back again, I just the right thing. Mad Cabra come back, we want know. If I know the same thing, give them a guess what the hell them trying. Me want know if I know the same thing. Get them and get them what they hit them. Try not to explain.
Some boy you can't test. Lesson, no. No, you can't test. Last night I saw what a talent we thought they couldn't never test. Some boy you can't test. Lesson, no. No, you can't test. Some wanna challenge me, but they couldn't never test. Tonight I'm gonna prove to you my sound is the best. It's the way of a fool sound. And I know that's how you feel. And I can't hold back from only that sound, boy. My sound not gonna kill you. That's the only thing we have to do. My sound gonna kill you, I know. Today you're up, tomorrow you're down. I don't wanna see you around. When we play against you, we only lose. And some boy, we not gaining. We have a fool sound. And I know just how you feel. And I can't hold back from who did I you that sound, boy. My sound gonna kill you. That's the only thing we have to do. My sound gonna kill you, I know. In the dance hall and I see how you dance, all boy, playing.
I always say to that song, boy, I'll play you next time. Your song has no quality, your song not playing right. Hey, some boy, just listen to me while I sing. Last night I signed one a challenge with, but I know they just can't take. Tonight I'm gonna prove to you my sound is the best. You know we have a full sound. And I know just how you feel. And I can't hold back from who did I hear a sound, boy. My sound gonna kill you.
Morning, morning, all of the DJ them is balling. Admiral is turning off his balling. Yeah, man, yeah, man. See you again. Morning, morning, all of the DJ them is balling. Admiral is sending out his warning. Yeah, man, yeah, yeah, man. See you again. The water weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air, yeah, hi. Me say hell and border house, oh, and me reach the border. Sing it again, sing it again. Water weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air, yeah, hi. Me say hell and border house, oh, and me reach the border. Badang, ding, dang, ding. Say all them attack, say them no wicked like me. Say all them attack, say them no bad like me. All them attack, say them no rough like me. Say all them go, say them no wicked like me. Cause when it come to tunes, I'm a celebrity. And when it come to rhythm, I'm around the country. If I don't you ever dare, not to test me. Tonight is the night in when they done Mary. Say what a weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air. Me say hell and border house, oh, when me reach the border. Badang, ding, bang, ding, ding. Weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air. Me say hell and border house, oh, when me reach the border. Yeah, you my man, yeah, you my man. Because all them a go on and a send threat to me. I am the DJ around the country. You ask me when me name Lord, no Mr. Bailey. From 86, Lord, man, them can't take me. Every year me have a hit, so them can't stand me. So don't you ever dare send threat to me. What a weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air. Me say hell and border house, go and me reach the border. Sing it again, sing it again. What a weeping on the morning, the admiral is in the air. Miss the hell and border house, oh, when me reach the border. You know why, you know why? Because in case you never know, I am the Ram Dance Dada. In case you never know, I am the Ram Dance Dada. And when it come to lyrics, man, me had the teacher. In case you never know that I am the danger. Oh, when me chop it through the place, catch up fire. The people in the area, them say go on super.
Yeah, man. If you want to subscribe to me, that you know, me know to see where I come in and but corruption. And the Bible, I fulfill days upon days, you know. So me not sing on my yard again and go on like, me a preach up and pull to the high things, you know, me virgin. Me just a go there, yeah, you mean? Say, where me gone? Not by the wayside and where me there. Me virgin, me say, by the edges where me there do. Lord, I seek wonders to come home, me bring them to the Almighty Son. Check Pastor Blair, me and him, I see down. We are reason about the scene where you go long, you know. He said that means that you two can bring them come. So this is the Pastor Blair scene. So bring them all, bring them all, bring them all to Jesus, Jesus. And we turn them sorrows back into joy.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.